the forge. "Me girl!" he cried, and he hit the door again, as mighty a stroke as Wulfgar had delivered at least. "Me girl!" He felt the power of Clanget in coursing his veins, growing within him. Tirelessly he pounded the portal. But it showed not a scratch. Caddybri watched the woman slack-jawed, hardly believing the sudden rage that had come over Dahlia, who stood opposite the altar block, wildly banging her flail against the hard stone, her face a twisted mask of anger. And Dahlia screamed to the spider, a pony-sized beast behind Caddybri, and with another across the way, and, she then noticed, with thousands of fist-sized arachnids gathering on the wall of webbing. Caddybri turned fast, setting an arrow as she went. She called to the primordial, demanding help, as she drew back and let fly. "The lever!" the ancient beast replied in her mind. The spider shrieked horribly as the arrow blasted into it, throwing it back a skittering step. "I cannot get to it! My way is blocked by enemies!" Caddybri yelled in her thoughts and aloud, but in a language she could not consciously understand, a crackling, popping, sizzling series of sounds that made little sense to her human sensibilities, or to Dahlia's elven sensibilities as well, Caddybri could see from looking at the woman, who paused in her drumming to stare incredulously. A second arrow followed the first at the nearby jade spider, and a third and fourth went quickly after, and the spider shrieked and ran off down the tunnel. Caddybri pivoted, turning the bow upon Dahlia, who now stood on the altar, flail swinging easily. "I don't want to kill you," she started to say, but the floor rumbled and rolled, a great roar from the primordial below, and Caddybri was knocked to one knee as Dahlia leaped off the side of the altar, away from the pit. Hissing and steam came from the pit, and a burst of fiery magma leaped up over the ledge to crash down in a pile behind Dahlia and the altar, between the elf woman and the second of her spiders, and not just normal, insentient lava rock. She heard its throaty grumble. She reached out to it through her ring, and it heard her call and rose up on two rocky legs. The jade spider nearby reared on its back legs and shrieked in angry protest, and the magma elemental came on unafraid. "Brilliant," Dahlia congratulated, but seemed hardly concerned. Again she put her flail into a spin and now began advancing slowly on the woman with the bow. "Drizzt is with me," Caddybri said. "He is here in Gontalkrim." "Cusor Laren," Dahlia corrected and kept coming. "You don't have to do this," Caddybri pleaded with her. Looking past her, Caddybri saw the jade spider go up into the air, its eight legs slapping and kicking at the elemental, mandibles biting in and breaking stone. "Dahlia, I am not your enemy." The elf woman laughed at her and continued her advance, now only a few short steps away. And from behind, Caddybri heard the first spider's return along the small tunnel behind her to the right. Dahlia charged and Caddybri let fly, the arrow aimed for the woman's belly, center mass. Caddybri winced, thinking she had surely slain this poor elf. Yet the arrow did not strike home, but simply disappeared. And Dahlia's flail sparked with crawling, arcing sparks of energy all the more. Caddybri turned Talmaril out defensively like a staff, parrying the first strike. But Dahlia came in at her in a blur, spinning left and right, one flying weapon going out left, the other right. Desperately, Caddybri worked her bow in a circle, creating a spinning wall to block. But it could not hold, and she was not surprised when a flail slipped through her defenses and smacked her painfully across the thigh, nearly laying her low. And then she was surprised when Dahlia released the lightning energy collected by her weapon, the jarring bolt throwing Caddybri back through the air to crash in hard against the wall, and only the wall was holding her up. Her mind spun as the elf stalked in for the kill. She tried to sort out her remaining spells, but they were few indeed, and none to lash out quickly or to properly defend. "A ghost once more," Dahlia cried triumphantly, and rushed in, and Caddybri dropped her bow and brought her hands up, at first defensively, but hardly thinking. She touched her thumbs together in a familiar pose and met the elf woman's charge with another fan of flame from burning hands. Dahlia screamed and fell back, batting her arms at the biting fires, and Caddybri looked at her hands, confused. She had no such spells remaining in her repertoire that day. "The ring," she breathed. But before she could consider it, she saw movement from the side, from a charging, rearing spider, its mandibles dripping with deadly poison, and she fell to the floor desperately. The rumbling belch of a primordial reverberated in the stone foundations of Gauntlegrim and into the underdark tunnels below. Drizzt and Treri, Ambergris, and the three rescued humans felt it keenly, the tunnel around them growling with vibrations. Drizzt and Treri exchanged concerned looks, understanding the implications both for their companions back in the forge and, for Treri, the possibility that he would never get out of this dark place alive. They started ahead more swiftly, but Drizzt paused and turned to Ambergris. "Turn left at the end of this passage and follow the right-hand wall of the next into the forge," he instructed, and the dwarf nodded. And Drizzt and Treri sprinted ahead, the assassin still laboring a bit on his wounded knee. The companions in the forge felt the growling too, and knowing that Catti Bree had gone into that primordial chamber, and with Brunner knowing exactly what was in that place, they pressed on furiously with their work on the door. Brunner in particular threw himself against it, trying to wedge his fingers in between the door and the jamb that he might tug it open. "Girl!" he cried. "Oh, me girl!" And he fought furiously with a metal portal, and he yelled for Clangadin to give him strength, and sought the god in his thoughts and memories of the throne above. "No, dwarf," came a call from the side, the weak voice of Afafrenfir. All the others turned to regard the monk, who was sitting up now, and even that with great effort, obviously. "Not that god," Afafrenfir advised. "You'll not muscle the door."
"Eh?"
a confused Brunner asked. "Three gods for the dwarves, yes?" the monk asked. Brunner started to argue, but stopped short and looked at Afafrenfir curiously, hands on his hips.
"Eh?"
he asked again. But this time he was speaking more to himself than to the monk. The snapping mandibles were barely a hand's breadth from her face when Catti Bree leveled Tolmaril and fired an arrow into the face of the jade monstrosity. The spider's shrill screech echoed off the walls of the chamber, and it staggered back a shuffle of steps. Catti Bree shot it again. She turned to Dahlia and let fly another arrow, but lo, to slam into the ground before the elf woman, the force and jolt sending Dahlia scrambling backward. Catti Bree spun back on the spider and charged, drawing closer, and shot it again,